From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The European Commission chief has called an emergency meeting of EU and Balkan leaders as the crowds of migrants fleeing the Middle East and Africa continue to flood into the Western Balkans. Jean-Claude Juncker says there is a need for greater cooperation among the nations dealing with the migrant crisis. He said he has invited the heads of state of 10 countries, including non-EU members, Macedonia and Serbia, to meet Sunday in Brussels to strategize. Officials from the UN Refugee Agency have also been invited to attend. Thousands of asylum seekers have entered Slovenia since Saturday, forcing the country to deal with a surge of migration on its southern border. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says he will not seek the Democratic Party's nomination for the presidency.
I believe we're out of time, the time necessary to mount a winning campaign for the nomination.
Biden's announcement at the White House Wednesday ended weeks of speculation about whether he would run. The vice president has said previously that he was not sure that he has the emotional fortitude to run for president following the death of his son, Beau Biden, from brain cancer in May. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is a frontrunner for the Democratic Party nomination for the presidency in 2016, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders running second. Britain and China signed billions of dollars in business deals Wednesday as President Xi Jinping met with Prime Minister David Cameron during the second day of the Chinese leader's state visit to Britain. The Chinese state-owned National Petroleum Corporation and the British oil giant BP are participating in development projects. You're listening to the latest news on VOA. This is VOA News. The World Food Program executive director says a lack of funds is hampering efforts to provide urgent support to Mauritanians and refugees fleeing instability in Mali. Etherin Cousin told the Associated Press Wednesday during a three-day trip to Mauritania that there is a funding shortage of $11 million. She called on the international community for support, saying the food assistance program has only half the money needed to continue food distribution for the next 6 months. The United Nations envoy to Libya said that despite Libya's internationally recognized government's rejection of a UN proposal for a power-sharing arrangement with rival Islamist-led authorities, the dialogue process would continue. Speaking in the Tunisian capital, Bernardino León says he came to insist that the process go on, that there is no chance for a small group of personalities to hijack the process. He added that the majority of Libyans want a political solution and an end to the violence. UN Secretary General is on an urgent visit to the Middle East, hoping to end a month-long wave of violence and bloodshed. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon traveled to the West Bank to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Ban called for an end to a wave of Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks on Israelis.
I have been dismayed by young people taking up weapons and seeking to kill. Violence is not the way.
President Abbas said the source of the violence is the Israeli occupation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu angrily denied that Tuesday when he met with Ban in Jerusalem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad returned home Wednesday after making a rare trip to Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin and discuss a three-week-old Russian military campaign backing Assad's army. Assad is not known to have traveled abroad since 2011. During Tuesday's meeting in Moscow, Assad thanked Putin for Russia's help, saying that without it, terrorism would have spread to more areas. The Texas teen arrested for bringing a homemade clock to school that was mistaken for a bomb is moving to Cotter, according to his family. Ahmed Mohammed's family released a statement saying they had accepted an offer from the Cotter Foundation for Education, Science, and Community Development to pay for his secondary and undergraduate education in the capital of Doha. The statement from the family said they're overwhelmed by many offers of support. Sudanese State Radio said that his father, a Sudanese immigrant, also took him to meet Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.